With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Healthcare providers, like athletes, need routine and rigorous training to stay on top of their game. But getting that instruction is challenging for those practicing frontier medicine. One Montana program is now delivering state-of-the-art simulated training to some of the state's most remote clinics and hospitals. And experts say it's saving lives. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
He's cyanotic.
Okay, guys, let's get some oxygen on him.
A team of Community Hospital of Anaconda obstetrics nurses who normally specialize in pregnancy and newborns is working a particularly challenging simulated case.
Timmy, can you speak to me?
A 5-year-old who was found unresponsive on a local school playground. He has no obvious injuries, but he's unconscious and his
blood sugar is low.
Okay,
did
we
get the IV in?
Timmy's pupils aren't responding and his breathing is irregular. An attending pediatrician arrives, assesses the situation, and makes a recommendation.
Let's try pushing a little bit of Narcan.
Narcan, or naloxone, is used to treat narcotic overdoses. The nursing team quickly prepares 2 milligrams of the opioid blocker.
2 milligrams of Narcan in.
At 10:27.
10:27.
He's coughing.
I think. Oh, he's vomiting all over. Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Grab the suction.
Let me suction it out.
Timmy, good job. It's okay. It's okay, buddy.
Within seconds, Timmy is regaining consciousness.
Are you feeling okay? You had a little accident. Your teacher brought you in.
I don't remember. My tummy hurts.
Your tummy hurts? Okay. Can you tell me your whole name?
Timmy doesn't respond because Timmy is a mannequin. The nurses aren't even inside Community Hospital of Anaconda. They're in a 45-foot-long custom-built truck in the hospital's parking lot. It's a high-tech mobile training laboratory operated by a nonprofit called Simulation in Motion Montana, or SIM Montana. Project Director Ben King.
We have effectively trained our medical providers the same way we train 14-year-old lifeguards for the last couple of decades. We're finally breaking out of that.
SIM Montana operates 3 of these rolling training labs, 1 each in Montana's western, central, and highline regions. Together, they annually rack up over 100,000 miles to provide ongoing medical education to the state's rural healthcare providers. Bozeman-based Best Practice Medicine has operated the training program along with a volunteer board of directors since 2017. Ben King, the company's CEO, says the program is the first of its kind in the nation to receive accreditation from the Society for Simulation Healthcare.
It's a huge honor for us to be awarded that. And again, it makes us first in the nation. So Montana can be proud that right here in our own state, we're leading the way in mobile simulation.
SIM Montana instructors use computerized medical mannequins programmed to simulate various emergencies. They build that illusion in a variety of ways. For instance, they appear to breathe and have heartbeats and pulse points. When connected to special monitors, they display a heart rate, oxygen levels, blood pressure, and other vital signs. They have lots more tricks up their silicon sleeves, including subdural lights to simulate changes in skin color and tone. They react to medications. Their eyes blink and move, and the pupils react realistically to light. The mannequins can live or they can die during training sessions. Timmy's face can make almost 20 expressions, ranging from shock and anger to inquisitiveness.
And sometimes if I come in to talk to him, he looks at me, which is really fun.
This is creepy.
Joe Poole is a simulation team leader and co-founder of the for-profit Best Practice Medicine, which helps manage the training program. At the beginning of every training session, Poole and his colleagues reassure participants they're in a safe zone. No harsh judgments will be doled out, no professional penalties recorded. Following the session, they debrief to discuss what worked well and, perhaps more importantly, what did not.
What could be the likely causes of an unresponsive child?
Diabetes.
Injury.
Head trauma, yeah.
Drugs did not cross my mind at all.
Not one.
SIM Montana's Ben King appreciates that honesty and understands the nurse's perspective.
We didn't have resources like this up until 2 years ago in Montana, and we just didn't do this kind of training. These folks here that we've been working with today, if they had an accidental pediatric overdose that come in, they may have missed it. They are good providers and they care about what they're doing. It's not a value statement about the clinicians and their knowledge base. It's a logistics question of what kind of training do they have access to.
Small rural hospitals in Montana can't afford to get this kind of intense training because of a multi-million dollar startup donation from the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust. The Helmsley Trust announced last week it's awarding the program another $2 million to ensure it can continue offering its services in Montana. The project also relies on a three-pronged funding approach, including fees, initiative-based funding, and philanthropic donations to cover the ongoing costs of travel, training, and equipment.
The training opportunities for us are few and far between.
Brenda Green is chief nursing officer of Ruby Valley Medical Center in the small southwest Montana community of Sheridan. It's one of the state's 48 critical access hospitals serving rural Montana.
If we don't bring it in, we have to send our staff away. Financially, it's extremely expensive, and then there's time lost when the staff have to leave.
The five-bed Ruby Valley Medical Center has received several SIM Montana best practice training sessions over the past couple of years. Green says it's an impressive teaching tool.
Anytime you can use something that's more lifelike, instead of just going through a scenario and talking through it, pretending to do your actions is going to be a much better training.
SIM Montana Best Practices, Ben King.
And the science is pretty robust. If I can increase your physiologic heart rate by about 20%, I will increase your long-term memory retention by over 60%. That's why the military trains under some psychological stress, because we want your heart rate to go up. If your heart rate goes up, you're going to be able to perform better under that stressful circumstance.
The Ruby Valley medical team asked SIM Montana to provide a training session last spring on sepsis infections. These are aggressive infections that can rapidly overwhelm the body. Unless quickly diagnosed and treated, sepsis can lead to sudden death. Small rural hospitals don't necessarily see many sepsis cases, but the threat always looms. In healthcare jargon, they're called high-consequence, low-frequency cases. Ruby Valley Chief Nursing Officer Brenda Green says SIM Montana's approach was fresh, engaging, and particularly effective.
We've had sepsis training before, but we never did get to train with simulation of a patient crashing kind of right before your eyes, and it's like, okay, what are you going to do next? What are your options? It makes it more real. And everybody was up on the protocol. Everybody was gung-ho, ready to go if that came through our ER.
And shortly after that mandatory all-hands training session, Green says a sepsis case came through that door. The hospital's clinicians quickly recognized the symptoms and immediately initiated treatment. Green says that patient is alive today thanks to that fast response. Ben King says he hears these stories all the time. The SIM Montana program isn't limited to overdose cases. It also offers childbirth simulators, various trauma training sessions, and EMS refresher courses, among other programs. King, a career flight medic, says he quit that job in part because he wasn't satisfied with the quality of medical training in the healthcare industry, especially for those practicing in rural areas.
I've seen patients that didn't survive because we didn't do the right thing. Patients have not survived because I didn't do the right thing. And that sucks. And that's something you take home with you. But being able to listen to the stories of people who say, we trained with you and I did better because of that, that is the achievement of my lifetime.
According to SIM Montana, it so far provided 300 simulation training sessions, educating some 5,400 Montana healthcare professionals. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Can you overhead page the PED, please?
X-ray and labs on the way.
Okay. It's very wheezy.
Okay. So let's get...
Can we get RT here, too?
Yep. Call RT.